The Big Adventures of Little Midge. Pages 64 and 65.
It was early morning. Little Midge was asleep in her bed. Outside, the sky was blue and the sun was shining. But it was also cold and raining. The dog was asleep next to the bed. The cat was asleep on the chair. But the dog was purring, and the cat was growling. It was a very strange day. Little Midge woke up. She looked around.
"Something is wrong,"
she said.
"Today is not a usual day."
Little Midge's room was different. Her bed was different too. The blanket was too heavy. The pillow was too big. Everything was much bigger than usual.
Pages 66 and 67.
"Oh,"
Little Midge said.
"I should stay in bed."
But she could not stay in bed because it was Monday. It was a school day. So she pushed away the blanket. She pushed very hard. It was difficult because it was so heavy. She sat up in her bed. She looked down to the floor. It was a long way down.
"I must jump,"
she thought. Then Little Midge had a really good idea.
"I'll jump on the dog's tail. I'm very small, so it won't hurt him. Here I go,"
she said. She closed her eyes and jumped. She landed on the dog's tail. Then she slid down the tail onto the floor.
"That was fun,"
she said.
Pages 68 and 69.
Little Midge went to the bedroom door. It was a very long walk. She walked past the dog. She walked around her toys. There were some school books lying on the floor. She climbed over them. The door was open. She looked outside. She could not walk down the hallway because the carpet was too thick. It looked like very tall grass. She went inside the carpet.
"This is just like a jungle,"
she said. Little Midge stood up. Now she could see all the way down the hallway. She could see inside the kitchen. She saw Grandma.
"Oh dear,"
she said.
"Grandma is so big."
Grandma was cooking dumplings for breakfast. They smelled very good. Little Midge heard a funny noise in her stomach.
"I'm so hungry,"
she said.
"I want dumplings right now."
Pages 70 and 71.
Little Midge pushed through the carpet. She pushed all the way to the kitchen door. It took her a long time. She walked inside the kitchen. She saw the dumplings on the table.
"Oh no,"
she said.
"The dumplings are a long way up. What can I do?"
She climbed up the leg of one of Grandma's chairs, but she slid right back down again. She tried to climb up the dog's tail, but the dog was jumping too much. She fell off.
"Ouch,"
she said. Then Little Midge had another good idea.
"I'll climb up Grandma's apron,"
she thought. First, she climbed onto Grandma's slipper. Then she climbed up Grandma's apron. Finally, she swung on the string of Grandma's apron. She swung all the way onto the table. She landed next to the dumplings. Little Midge walked over to the dumplings. She climbed onto the bowl. They smelled very good.
"Yummy,"
Little Midge said.
I'm so hungry.
But then she thought,
Oh no, the dumplings are too big for me to eat.
Pages 72 and 73.
Then Grandma saw little Midge. She said,
Oh, what happened to you? You were a small girl yesterday. Today you're much smaller. You're tiny. You're the smallest little girl in the world.
Little Midge looked at her tiny fingers. She looked at her tiny toes. Tears came out of her eyes. Grandma was surprised. She asked,
Why are you crying?
Because,
Little Midge said,
Everyone at school will laugh at me. No one will play with me.
Grandma said,
Climb onto my hand.
Little Midge walked into the palm of Grandma's hand. She said,
Grandma, your hand is so big.
Grandma held Little Midge very close to her face.
Grandma, what happened to your nose? It's very big. It looks funny,
Little Midge said. She laughed. Grandma laughed.
You're having a lot of fun this morning, don't you agree?
Yes,
Little Midge said.
You're right, but I can't be small all the time. What should I do?
Pages 74 and 75.
Grandma sat down and thought for a moment. She closed her eyes. Then she looked at Little Midge for a long time. Finally, she said,
I have an idea. Wait here.
Grandma went into the food store. She made a lot of noise. Bang! Crash! Boom! She came out with a glass. The drink inside the glass was green. It looked the same as green tea. Grandma said,
Here, Little Midge, drink this.
Little Midge smelled it. The drink did not smell the same as green tea. No, not at all. This drink smelled like dirty socks. She drank some of it. Gulp. Nothing happened. She drank some more of it. Gulp. Nothing happened.
Grandma, nothing is happening,
she said.
Wait,
Grandma said.
Be patient, Little Midge.
Pages 76 and 77.
Suddenly, the kitchen became dark and the air got cold. The breakfast table shook and the bowl of dumplings fell on the floor. Little Midge felt strange. Slowly, her legs and arms grew. They grew and grew and grew.
Little Midge, jump off the table. It will break,
Grandma shouted. Little Midge jumped off the table. She looked at her big fingers and big toes.
Look, Grandma, I'm normal size again,
Little Midge shouted.
Yes,
Grandma said. Little Midge laughed.
That was so much fun. Can I do it again? Can I become small again?
Grandma laughed too.
Come back tomorrow. Let's see what happens,
she said.
Page 80. World records. What is the smallest country? What is the tallest living thing? Do you know the answers? There are many interesting plants, animals, and objects in the world. Some of them are world record breakers. World records can change. Sometimes records are broken. Sometimes new records are found. Here are some world records. These records will not change for a long time.
The smallest and the biggest. Vatican City. The smallest country in the world is Vatican City. It is inside Italy. It has an area of only 0.44 square kilometers. It is only 3 times bigger than Tiananmen Square. Only 921 people live there. Russia. The biggest country is Russia. It is 17,075,200 square kilometers. It is almost twice as big as China. About 143,790,000 people live in Russia.
The highest and the lowest. Mount Chumolangma. The highest place on earth is at the top of Mount Chumolangma in the Himalayas. It is about 8,848 meters high. The top is very cold and dangerous. There is not much air. Many people try to climb Mount Chumolangma, but not many people reach the top. Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay climbed to the top of Mount Chumolangma in 1953. They were the first people to do it. The Mariana Trench. The deepest place is in the Pacific Ocean. It is called the Mariana Trench. It is almost 11,000 meters deep. The lowest place on Earth is right at the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
The tallest and the oldest. Redwood trees. The tallest living things are redwood trees. They grow in America. Redwoods can grow to 120 meters in height. That is about one-third as high as the Oriental Pearl TV Tower in Shanghai. They are also very wide. Some redwoods have trunks over 7 meters wide. Redwoods can live for more than 3,000 years. They are some of the oldest living things on Earth.
The fastest and the slowest. Cheetahs. The fastest land animals are cheetahs. They live in Africa and Asia. A cheetah can run as fast as 100 kilometers per hour. That is about 4 times faster than you can run. Never race with a cheetah. It will beat you and maybe eat you. Sloths. The slowest animals are sloths. They live in rainforests. Sloths do not like to move. They like to hang from tree branches all day. A sloth could only walk about 250 meters in a week.
The hardest and the softest. Diamond. The hardest stone on earth is a diamond. Only a diamond can cut or mark another diamond. Diamonds look beautiful. People put diamonds in jewelry. But diamonds are more than just beautiful. They are very useful too. They are used in tools because they are very sharp. Talc. The softest thing is talc. Talc is also a stone, like diamond. Talc is very soft. It is used in candy, chewing gum, paint, paper, and body powder. That's the end of Primary English Graded Reader's Book 11.